Catherine and I were talking about a memory that we had from last year, and she actually remembered more than I did. Last year at this time, we hosted a community worship service with Budtown, Tabernacle, and Chatsworth United Methodist Churches. It was supposed to be at the lake, but 1 year ago from right now, it was like 99 degrees down there. So we said we will open up our church. We're right here. They just have to walk up the hill. And we hosted four different United Methodist churches that day. And if you remember, one person from every church was asked to speak about their church. And they had to have a theological message that their church in a particular way addresses by who they are and the missions that they do and the worship that they have. With Pastor Kyle leaving Tabernacle and Chatsworth United Methodist Churches this year, we're not doing that this year. I haven't met the new pastor yet of those churches, so maybe over the course of time we'll do that again. But the person who spoke on behalf of our church wanted that opportunity to speak to at least all of you again. So we have Catherine, who is a passionate and faithful disciple of Christ who has been heavily involved in the church her whole life, but in particular this year. She attended confirmation class in VBS, and she is now attending our junior youth group with seven other young disciples. We're up to eight total young disciples at junior youth group now. We even have one of the kids from VBS coming to our junior youth group. And she is probably one of the best candidates to one day take my job. And I'm okay with that. If she could take my job, I'd be here about 12 years, and then I could go, and she could just come right up here into this pulpit. I'd be okay with that. So Catherine's going to come up here and preach about the lessons that she learned from VBS this year. We know that you heard a little bit about them at the closing ceremony last week, but she wanted to go into more detail. So Ashley, you're in for a real treat, because this is not just a one-week thing. She's going to do this for the next 5 weeks and teach you a few things, a little bit more detail about Vacation Bible School. Bend that however you wish. Oh, I'll get him. This is power right here. There you go. Okay. I'll be right back. We forgot
something very important. You'll see. So everybody, this is Zippy. He was this year's VBS mascot, and he's the one alien that knows outer space better than all of us, right? So it is easy to have faith when things are going well. Oh yes, oh wait, no, that's Rev's part. Sorry, Rev.
Taking my job already.
On Monday, we learned how to go above and beyond in faithfulness to God. The Bible story was about Daniel and the lion's den. Daniel was very faithful to God. He prayed three times every day. He did not let anything, even the threat of death, prevent him from being faithful to God. And when Daniel was faithful to God, God was faithful to him. Daniel refused to stop being faithful to God, so God protected Daniel from those lions. Reverend Dave and Angelica taught us a little bit more about faithfulness. Rev called Angelica up to stage, told her to close her eyes, and then told her to sit down. He was testing how much faith she had in him. Of course, Rev had a chair waiting for her when she sat down, but by listening to him, she showed her her faithfulness. Every day, Miss Scott taught us sign language. Now I want to teach you the sign language we learn for day one's mission, go beyond with faithfulness. So. I kind of need both hands.
Okay.
So this week for the sign language was go beyond with faithfulness.
All right, one more time. Make sure we all get it.
So go beyond with faithfulness.
All right. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to just bring Zippy with me?
Sure. So each of the next five, wow. Each of the next 5 weeks, Catherine's going to teach you a little bit about that day's message. And then she's going to teach you the sign language that went along with it. Miss Missy really transformed what story time looked like at VBS this year. They all got involved in the lesson. They actually acted it out themselves, and then she taught them sign language at the end of every day. So you're gonna learn five phrases in sign language this month. So that's gonna be fun. So as Catherine said, it is easy to have faith when things are going well, right? You feel like God has blessed you. You are in a particularly good standing with God. Life is good, so you must have been good, right? So, yes, our relationship with God is great then. We are on good terms with God. It might be harder to have faith in God when times are not so good, when times are bad. But I believe that is more rewarding. Just think about a time in your life that you went through something very difficult, maybe a very difficult death. How did you get through that moment? You might still be getting through it. Was God a resource for you? Or was God a dartboard that you just kept throwing your darts at angrily? God will be a dartboard for you. You know, God can take it. But does it change things if you use God as a resource instead of a dartboard? Those who do find their way out of dark times much quicker. Having faith in bad times is very important, and it was actually one of the first lessons that we taught to the new junior youth group, 7:30s at 7:30 on Thursday nights. This week, we gave them a teaser for next year's Vacation Bible School. Next year's Vacation Bible School is Knights of North Castle. It is a winter forest castle theme, and the mission for the week, I have fallen in love with it very quickly because it's much more theologically heavy. I thought that some VBSs are a little bit light. They're good, you know, good messages. But this one really goes deep and actually teaches them something with some meat. The mission for the week is to find the five missing pieces of the king's armor. They find one piece of the armor every night. One of the pieces of armor is like the helmet of salvation and the shoes of peace and that kind of stuff. But one of the pieces of armor they will have to find is the shield of faith. Have you ever thought of your faith as a shield? What would that look like to have your faith be a shield for you? Well, let's examine for a brief moment what a shield does. A shield protects you from harmful things coming your way. So how can we use our faith as something that protects us from harmful things coming our way? What are those things? Some of them are from other people. Hate and judgment. Rude comments and physical or emotional abuse. But at the same time, some of them can come from ourselves. Disappointment, lack of self-esteem, and doubt. So how can we use our faith as a shield against these things? When someone tries to tear you down, you put up your shield and say, "You do not define who I am. God defines who I am." You just put up that shield of faith. when someone tries to tear you down. You put up your shield and say, you do not define my worth. God has already defined my worth. God made me, and God doesn't make junk. Amen? Amen. When you feel those negative thoughts about yourself from within yourself creeping up, grab your shield of faith and hold it high and say, stop. God loves me, so I should love myself. Amen. Going above and beyond in faith means more than just not losing your faith in bad times. Much more is required of us. It means increasing your faith in bad times. So just not losing your faith isn't enough. Increase your faith in bad times. Like Daniel, arm yourself with a shield of faith. This is not a physical shield. Daniel didn't have anything in his hands to put up. When bad times were coming on Daniel, he put up his invisible shield of faith and said, God will protect me because I have done what God wanted me to do. Arm yourself with a shield of faith and hold that shield up whenever you are feeling negativity come your way from someone else or even from yourself. That shield of faith is a shield and a defense that can never be pierced. Amen.